Schweitzer, more emails, proof of relationship between Hunter Biden, Russian oligarch forthcoming. By Jeff Poor on October 17, 2020. Friday on Fox News Channel's Hannity, Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer teased more evidence of a relationship between Hunter Biden and Devin Archer with Russian oligarch Elena Batorina. According to Schweitzer, the relationship dealt with banking and financial services for Batorina, given her money was seen as dirty. Partial transcript as follows. Hannity, all right. So, we can bifurcate for people. This is all separate from what the New York Post was reporting this week. This is separate from what we knew earlier, and it's separate from Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley's report that they put out. 87 pages, which talked about, well, Russian oligarchs. Kazakh oligarchs, the $3.5 million payment with the former First Lady of Moscow. Chinese nationals, $100,000 shopping spree. Russian nationals, Kazakh nationals, Ukrainian nationals. How much money are we talking about here, and were all three of them involved in all of these endeavors? Schweitzer, well, it kind of jumps around, but let me just make clear. These are all separate emails from the New York Post and what the Senate did, but they all reinforce the same. I mean, to take, for example, Ms. Batorina. The Russian oligarch links to organized crime that the Senate sent $3.5 million based on Treasury Department documents. We will be rolling out a story in a couple of days demonstrating that their relationship, meaning Hunter and Devin Archer's relationship with Elena Batorina, goes way back, and they were performing a number of banking and other financial services for her. Services that they had trouble doing, by the way. Because several banks did not want to work with her because the money was seen as dirty. Hannity, so, literally, these nationals were allowed access to Biden inside the White House according to these emails. I guess my next question is, if both of Hunter's business partners are convicted, how did he go scot-free? Schweitzer, well, that's the question, Sean. There was a trial in 2016, and we actually, I've gone through the notes of that trial, and what it demonstrates is that Hunter Biden's fingerprints are all over this. He is named repeatedly in the court trials, but he was never charged by the prosecutors in New York. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.